路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们进入第二天的灵恩会。
And thanks for the guidance of God, and we have been entering into the second day of spiritual convocation.
同时今天也是我们的安息圣日。
And today is also our holy Sabbath day.
使我们能够在这里按照神所应许的一同来得享生命中的安息。
And that according to the promise of God that we can all be here to enjoy the peace and rest of holy Sabbath day.
愿主按照他所应许的将平安喜乐能够浇灌在我们的生命之中。
And may the Lord pour down His grace and peace according to His promise to all of us.
我们今天早上要用箴言的一段记载来做彼此学习的内容。
And this morning we'd like to use a content in the book of Proverbs as mutual studies.
箴言也被称之为智慧的书信。
And Proverbs is also known as the Book of Wisdom.
借着学习箴言，使人生得到真实的智慧。
And through studying Proverbs, you will receive the wisdom of life.
人都希望做一个聪明的人。
And as men, all of us wants to be a wise person.
所以我们常讲，只有学习才是改变的最好的机会。
And so we often would say that as When we learn, this is the best way to change.
所以我们总希望孩子能够读好的学校。
We're hoping that all of the children could go to good school.
能够有好的成绩。
And could get great good grades.
并且能够有好的未来。
And would have good future.
但是好的成绩一定代表人生的智慧吗？
But good grades doesn't mean that you would have a true wisdom in life.
能够进好的学校代表拥有成功的人生吗？
When you can Entering to good school, does that mean that you will have a successful life?
我们看到社会上有很多的人。
And we have seen many people in this
world. 他们的学历可能很高。
And they have a high education.
却没有能力跟别人能够相处。
But they don't have the ability to spend time with another person.
他们的脑筋可能非常的聪明。
They may be very wise in their brain.
却不知道要却没有这种人生生存的智慧。
But they're lacking the understanding to how to survive in life.
所以高智商不代表高情商。
High IQ does not mean that you have high EQ.
好学历不代表成功人生。
And good schooling doesn't mean that you have a good life.
所以我们今天从箴言当中去思考。
So we will think about this in a book through the books of Proverbs.
希望能够明白什么才是真正能够有智慧走完生命的道路。
So that we can understand what does it mean to truly have wisdom and walk through this lifetime.
我们请翻到箴言的第二十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的第二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的二十四章的第三十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30.
三十节。
Verse 30.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。三十一。
31.
荆棘长满了地皮，刺草遮盖了田面，石墙也坍塌了。三十二节。
32.
我看见就留心思想，我看见就领了训诲。三十三。
33.
在睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。在这一段是给我们今天人生的一个教导。
So this section is teaching us about life.
他讲到他看见一个人生命的失败。
And he saw a failing man's life.
看到一个人葡萄园的荒凉。
And he saw a man's desolation of his vineyard.
看到一个人活在贫穷跟缺乏当中。
And he saw a man living in poverty and poor.
那这不只是讲到世间上、财富上、生活上的一种缺乏。
And this is not only talking aboutLife or in general.
也可以谈到一个人生命中信仰上 属灵世界的贫穷。
And can also talk about a person in his faith and spiritual lacking and poverty.
在这里讲说有一个懒惰的人。
And it says that there was a lazy man.
懒惰的人就算拥有了葡萄园。
And although he has a vineyard.
到最后仍然是贫穷缺乏的。
And at the end, he would still be in poverty and lack.
葡萄园是当时最好的土地。
And vineyard is the best field at the time.
因为在中东，他们是沙漠地、旷野地，所以能够种葡萄的地方不多。
And so in the Middle East, it's mainly a desert-like land. So there's not many places to grow fruits.
因为葡萄，尤其是葡萄
especially grapes.
因为葡萄是高经济价值的作物。
And because grapes is considered something that's very valuable.
它不但可以食用。
And not only you could use it.
它可以做饼。
And you could use it to make bread.
同时也可以拿来榨葡萄酒。
And you could also make it to make wine.
所以呢，比较起来，葡萄是很有价值，很贵重的。
So in comparison,grapes is something that's very valuable. Very
所以只有最好的土地才会拿来种葡萄。
So only the best land will be used to be making, to be planting grapes.
所以拥有葡萄园基本上就是一种财富的保证。
When you have a vineyard, this is kind of like a guarantee of wealth.
有点像你在曼哈顿有一块土地。
And just like if you have a piece of land in Manhattan,
你什么都不用做。
So you don't have to do anything.
你就把它拿来当做停车位租给别人就好了。
You could just use it as a parking lot and to rent it to people.
你就一天收50。
And so you would collect $50 a day.
一个月就很多钱啊，什么都不用做啊。
And so you would have a lot of money.
拥有葡萄园的人。
So anyone that has a vineyard.
通常是保证成功，保证富足的。
And usually they're guarantee a certain wealth and guarantee to be very wealthy.
但是在这里说，却有一个葡萄园的主人成为贫穷。
But here talks about a owner of the vineyard, and he became poverty.
在路加福音里面告诉我们
，From Gospel Luke tells us，
他说神把我们种在葡萄园中。
And he says God planted us in the middle of the vineyard.
原本应该是富足，充满了希望。
And this is supposed to be a good thing and a full of hope.
原本应该是滋润，充满了力量。
And it's full of nurture and full of strength.
但是在这个葡萄园之中。
And with among this vineyard,
却不代表我们最后一定可以成功。
It doesn't mean that at the end you will be successful.
因为有的人的葡萄园却是荒凉，长满了杂草。
And because some of the vineyard of the people is really desolate and full of thorns.
在这一段里面有几件值得我们去思考的事情。
And so in this passage, there are a few things worthy for us to consider.
30节
Verse 30.
他说我经过懒惰人的葡萄的田地。
He says, I went by the field of the lazy man.
所以这个葡萄园是谁的？
And so who's the owner of this vineyard?
不是你的，也不是我的。
And not you and I.
你只是刚刚好经过而已。
And you're only just passing through.
你经过一个人的葡萄园。
So you pass a vineyard of somebody.
你看见了这个葡萄园长满了荆棘。
And you saw that it was covered with thorns.
你觉得非常的可惜。
And so you felt regretful.
但是还好哦。
But it's good.
还好不是你的啊，不是你的葡萄园啊。
And this is not your vineyard.
所以这里告诉我们什么呢？
So what does this tell us here?
人世当中有三种不同的人。
So in humanity, there are three different types of men.
第一种人。
And the first type.
他什么事情都是自己经过，自己做了，自己倒霉啊！自己出问题，自己倒霉。
And so a person will do everything by himself and experience it, and then any bad luck he will sustain it by himself.
第二种人
，second type.
第二种人是看到别人做了
，and the second type is he sees others doing it.
看到别人出问题了，失败了
，and he saw that they have failed.
却学不会教训，也要去试试看。
And they have not learned a lesson, and they still wanted to do it themselves.
所以也倒霉了。
And of course, they bad luck will come to them.
第三种人就比较聪明了。
So the third time is the smarter one.
看到别人做了，看到别人错了，知道要学习教训，要 要绕过去啊。
They can learn from the mistakes from other people and know not to do it again.
所以有时候人生当中充满了很多的坑啊。
And so in life there are many holes.
有些人就是走过去不看路就掉到坑里了。
So some people will walk by it and then not paying attention and fall into the hole.
有人看到你掉到坑里了，怎么会呢？我也过去踩踩看，结果也掉下去了。
Some people will see that other people fell into the hole and rather wants to go over and take a look and falls in at themselves.
从不学教训。
They will not learn from the lessons.
永远要把自己撞得头破血流。
They always want to be always bruised.
但是有第三种人啊。
And the third type of
man. 希望你跟我都能够成为生命的第三种人。
And hopefully that you and I can be the third type in life.
经过别人的葡萄园就学到了教训。
Passing through other people's vineyard that we can learn from the lesson.
不要等到自己的葡萄园荒凉才来后悔。
And not waiting until your own vineyard to be desolate to be regretful.
所以他说我经过我看见了。
And he says I passed by and I saw.
我思想我就明白了。
I think and then I understood.
这世间当中有很多值得我们去思想的。
So in this life, there are many things worthy for us to consider.
我们身旁也有很多让我们值得去考虑的。
And among us, there are many people for us to, many things for us to think.
有很多人的事迹成为我们生命的警告。
And some people's lifetime can be an admonition to all of us.
但是有的人学得会，有的人学不会。
Some people will know how to learn it, but other people don't.
有些人知道却仍然要自己试试，最后要承受他的苦果。
Some people know it, but he would want to try himself, and at the end taste the bitter fruit.
所以你是聪明人还是愚昧人？
Are you a wise man or a foolish man?
就看你能不能从别人的身上学到教训。
This depending on whether you could learn teachings from other people.
圣经当中记载了许多的人物。
So in the Bible records many different characters.
有时候你会想这么厚厚一本写这么多人干什么？
So sometimes you would think that such a thick Bible and then it records many people.
尤其是旧约。
And especially in the Old Testament.
旧约里面讲故事。
So in the Old Testament, there are many stories.
旧约里面讲历史。
And they talk about history.
旧约里面讲以色列人。
And it talks about Israelites.
有人就会说这跟我有什么关系啊？
So some people would say that, what does this have to do with me?
我又不是以色列人。
I am not an Israel.
我学他的历史做什么？
Why should I learn about its history?
这种说话是何等的无知啊！
And so such ignorant person.
圣经里面记载就是让你我学习得到智慧。
And so the recordings in the Bible is meant for you and I to learn from the teachings.
看到圣经中失败的警告。
You will see the warnings that happens and the failures.
使我们不要重蹈覆辙。
And so that this way we don't tread on the same path.
看到圣经里面成功的榜样。
And you see us.Successful examples.
使我们有学习效法的对象。
So this way we have a subject of learning.
所以常看圣经自然得到智慧。
So often if you read the Bible you will gain wisdom.
常看圣经自然明白神的旨意。
If you read the Bible you will understand the will of God.
所以你是智慧人吗？
Are you a wise man?
因为你经过了愚昧人的葡萄园。
Because you went by the field of a foolish man.
你思想就得到智慧了。
And your thoughts will bring you wisdom.
在这里说，荆棘长满了地皮，刺草遮满了田面，石墙也坍塌了。
It says that it was overgrown with thorns, the surface was covered with nettles, and the stone wall was broken down.
我们看到说，这个葡萄园原本是一块美地。
So we can see that this vineyard originally is to be a good land.
但是如果没有去栽种，去安置它。
But if you do not feel it will plot anything in it.
如果没有用心去处理，去照顾它。
If you didn't spend the time and cultivate it.
再美的美地，最后也会成为一块荒地。
So the best land could become a desolate land.
再好的机会最后也会成为生命中的失败。
So the best opportunity will become the failures in life.
所以今天人生要努力。
So in life we have to work hard.
不止工作要努力。
Not only do we have to work hard in life.
同时经营家庭也是需要努力的。
Also you have to work hard and building your family.
我们看到过身旁当中有很多很多的例子。
We have seen many examples of surrounding us.
就是金童玉女在一起。
And so a wonderful man and woman couple will be together.
好像啊，哇，两个很有成就，两个很聪明，郎才女貌，能够配合在一起。
And it seems like both of them are very smart and pretty. They are perfect for each other.
最后却是冤冤相吵的怨偶来分开。
And but at the end, it seems like it's not a match that was originally supposed to be, and then they separate.
为什么会这个样子呢？
Why is that the case?
常常是因为在家庭经营当中缺少的付出过于懒惰。
And often in building their families, they are very lazy and more than they want to put in any efforts.
我们看到家庭当中有时候生养了可爱的孩子。
And so we see some families that they have wonderful children.
但是长大之后却面目可憎，却是让人心烦。
And so after growing up, you could see that they're very despicable and annoyed by others.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this the case?
小时候不是很可爱吗？
When they're very delightful when they were younger.
长大的过程当中不是很聪明吗？
And weren't they very smart growing up?
为什么后来跟父母的关系越来越坏？
Why is it at the end that their relationships with the parents become worse?
我们常常怪社会。
So often we will blame it on society.
因为社会带坏了我的孩子。
And because society has led my children astray.
我们常常怪学校。
And so we often will blame the school.
觉得美国的学校没有道德的标准。
And we felt that the schools in America lacks morality.
我们常常怪他的朋友。
And we would blame their friends.
永远都觉得我的孩子好都是被这些坏朋友教坏了。
And they always would think that my children is the best, and then they would led astray by the bad friends.
所以我们觉得孩子跟我们关系不好都是别人的错。
And so often, when we have bad relationship with our children, it's all everyone else's fault.
却忘记了说，在他成长的过程，我们缺少了付出努力经营的心思。
And rather forgotten that while growing up, we did not put out any effort to build them.
所以很多父母，所以有的父母孩子不乖，怪教会。
And so often, the parents will blame the church if their children misbehave.
孩子犯错骂宗教教育的老师。
And so if their children makes any mistakes, a religious education teacher will be blamed.
这是最不应该的。
And so this is the worst thing that you can do.
同时也是最逃避责任的。
And this is escaping from your responsibility.
当孩子的生命荆棘长满了地皮。
And when the children's life is overgrown with thorns and nettles.
当孩子的信仰石墙都坍塌了。
And so when their faith, all the stone walls were broken down.
是谁的问题？
And whose problem is
谁的责任？
Whose duty is
谁要付出最大的代价？
And who should be responsible?
绝对是父母亲。
And it should be the parents.
不是宗教教育老师。
It has nothing to do with the religious education teachers.
不是教会。
Not the church.
因为父母有直接并且最重的责任。
And because parent has the more direct relationship and influence.
因为你的懒惰。
Because of your laziness.
因为你不愿意花时间整理。
Because you don't want to spend time and build.
因为你没有坐下来好好跟他聊聊。
Because you haven't sat down and talked to them.
因为你只在乎赚钱赚钱赚钱。
Because all you care about is making money.
以致你孩子的生命当中荆棘长满了他的心中。
And so that's why their heart is overgrown with thorns.
你再来怪教会怪宗教教育系。
And you will come to complain about church and religious education.
再来怪外面的学校怪外面的朋友。
And you will complain about the friends and schools.
这是最不负责任的一种态度。
And this is very irresponsible action.
我们想想我们到底花了多少的时间在我们的孩子身上。
And so we should think about how much time do we really put out and spend on our children.
我们想想我们到底付出过什么努力来经营亲子的关系。
And we should think about how much effort have we really put out to build this relationship between parents and children.
圣经里面说子女是神所赐的产业。
The Bible says that the children are inheritance from God.
所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
And so conceiving birth is blessings from God.
但是到最后神要叫你交账。
But at the end, God will hold you accountable.
说我交托你的孩子。
And this is the children I entrusted to you.
你把他带到哪里去了？
And where have you brought him to?
所以我们今天希望这个葡萄园能够美丽。
And so at the end we're hoping all the vineyard field can be wonderful.
是必须要付出努力用心经营的。
And we need to put out the effort and maintain it.
亲子关系是这样。
And so parental relationship is this way.
夫妻关系也一样是这样。
Spousal relationship is the same way.
所以有时候我们看很多夫妻互动非常的随便。
Often we will see that there are very casual interactions between husband and wife.
讲话非常随便，互相的冲突。
And so they would engage in conflicts often.
以致一个美丽的婚姻常常在争争吵吵当中过日子。
Seems like such a wonderful marriage they often spend in quarrels.
原本应该如同天堂一样的甜蜜，却如同地狱一样的愤怒。
Originally it was meant for the sweetness, likeness of heaven, but it seems like this marriage was similar to that of hell.
为什么？
Why?
那就是因为不负责任。
Because nobody was responsible.
就是因为不愿意付出努力。
And they don't want to put out the effort.
就是因为总是等着对方来改变配合我。
They're often waiting the others to change and then to coordinate with
them. 却没有想过我应该为对方做点什么。
And not thinking that I should be doing something for my other half.
所以虽然给你的生命当中带来葡萄园，
although you have the vineyard in your life,
虽然神把最好的都为你安排好了，
although God has gave you the best things in life,
但是人的懒惰不努力，
But due to the laziness of men and unwilling to,
最后是这个荆棘爬满了地面。
At the end, the thrones were overgrown the field.
信仰上面也是这样。
So similar with faith.
神把我们带到他的面前。
So God has brought us in front of him.
给我们最好的机会来认识他，来领受他的道理。
Give us the best chance to come to know him and understand his words.
神把他的圣经赐给我们。
God gave us His Bible to us.
成为我们生命当中的指南。
So this became a compass in our life.
但是为什么我们的生活还是过得乱七八糟？
Why is it that our life is still in shambles?
为什么常常在无知当中还是不断的犯下错误？
And why is it that among ignorance we're still committing the same mistakes?
为什么在做选择的时候常常偏离正道？
Why is it that when we're making decisions that we often go straight the
right path? 因为圣经给你，你不读。
Because the Bible is given to you, but you refuse to read it.
如同葡萄园给你，你不耕种。
Just like the vineyard that was provided to you, but you refuse to plot it.
所以神今天把我们带到这里来。
So God brought us here today.
把圣经赐给我们。
Gave us the Bible.
把圣灵赐给我们。
Gave us the Holy Spirit.
把真理告诉我们。
Gave us the truth.
各种的机会，神都已经帮我们安排好了。
All types of opportunity were presented to us.
唯一差别在哪里？
What is the only difference?
就是等着我们。自己努力把它整理干净。
And this is the way for us to arrange it and cultivate it.
只要把它整理干净了，
As long as we can make proper arrangements,
这个葡萄园就会长出最美的葡萄。
This vineyard will harvest the greatest grapes.
这个信仰生命就能够享受它最甜美的果实。
So our faith can enjoy the most wonderful fruits.
所以我们有时候觉得很奇怪啊。
So sometimes we would wonder this.
同样在信耶稣。
And all of us are believing in Jesus.
同样在看圣经。
And all of us are reading the Bible.
同样在祷告有圣灵。
And all of us is praying and have the Holy Spirit.
同样都来教会有聚会。
Everyone comes to church and we attend service.
为什么每个人对信仰的体验感受都不太一样？
And why is it that everyone has different experiences towards faith.
有的人来到教会心里激动，能见到神充满了感激。
And so some people when they come to church they felt very excited because they could come here to see God.
生命当中充满神的作为，你常常听到他到处见证。
They would have wonderful works from God in their lives and often you would hear testimonies.
信仰是何等的真实。
And so faith to them is something that's very genuine and factual.
生命当中充满了体验。
In their life they're full of experiences.
为什么我就不是这样呢？
And so if you ask yourself, why am I not the case?
你看啊，别人信耶稣信得很感动，常常流泪。
And you will see other people believe in Jesus and it often touched upon to the point of tears.
我怎么一来教会一开始听到准备好了就睡觉？
And why is it that when I come to church when I after preparing and then I will fall asleep right away?
别人读圣经能够得到教训。
And other people when they read the Bible they can receive very profound teachings.
我只有夜间失眠，这个最好用。
And if I cannot sleep at night, this will be the best book.
比安眠药还好用。
This is better than any sleeping aid.
哇，那还没翻过一页，睡着了。
And so after turning one page, you would fall asleep.
为什么会这样子呢？
And why is that the case?
那就是在信仰上面有没有用心经营的差别。
And so this is whether if you have used the heart to spend time on this.
信仰必须要成为一种习惯。
So faith has to become a habit.
但是信仰绝对不能只是一种习惯。
And but faith again cannot be habitual.
因为习惯当中有时候就不太去思考了。
Because often if you do it more than enough, then you would not think about it.
像我们如果每天早上起床。
And just like if we wake up every day in the morning.
我们常常起床都有一种习惯性不思考的动作啊。
And so often when we wake up, we will naturally not to think too much.
起床之后一定从右边下去。
And so when we rise up, we will go get off the bed from the right side.
顺手就按了把闹钟按掉。
And we will press the alarm clock.
转身就走到厕所。
And then we will turn around, walk into the bathroom.
不用看就知道牙刷在哪。
And not without looking, we know where the toothbrush is.
有时候我们做这些事情都是习惯。
And sometimes when we do these things, these are habits.
哦，所以就不用经过思考。
We don't need to think about it and process.
哦啊，但是所以信仰必须成为我们生命中的一种习惯。
But faith needs to become a habit in our life.
聚会的很正常。
You have normal church attendance.
灵修很习惯。
You have a habit of spiritual cultivation.
生命当中活出基督的圣经的教导。
And in your life, you live out the teachings and practices of Christ.
这是好的。
This is all good.
但是这是不够的。
But this is not enough.
因为习惯当中有个问题。
Because among your habits, there's one problem.
就是习惯当中缺乏感受。不再去思想了。
And because in your habits you're lacking understanding and you refuse to think about it.
就像你每天早上刷牙。
Just like when you brush your teeth.
请问你会算说你到底刷了几下吗？
Would you really count how many times you will brush it?
右边六下。
And maybe six times on the right side.
左边八下。
On the left eight times.
这里有颗蛀牙，刷久一点。
And so I have a cavity here, so I have to brush it a little longer.
你不会啊，因为你已经太习惯了，所以不太思考的。
You would not, because you're so used to it, you would not really think about it.
但是信仰当中如果只剩下习惯。
But in your faith, if it's only habits that's left.
最后只剩下形式而缺乏内心真实的感动。
And at the end, it's only actions, but you're lacking any thoughts of life.
所以今天我们来到神的面前。
And so today when we come in front of God.
说神把这个葡萄园赐给我们。
And so this vineyard was given to us by him.
我们要经营，我们要翻土，我们要挖土，我们要翻地。
We have to plot the land. We have to cultivate.
是的，我们需要努力付出。
And yes, we have to put out our effort to.
但是在这里讲说，你看见了，你还要想一想啊。
And but here it says that you saw, you have to think about it.
有思想的人生才会进步。
So any life that has thinking, you would show improvements.
你知道有的动物是从来不会学习，永远不会进步的吗？
And you know some animals that would never learn and never improve.
什么动物不会进步？
And what is the animal?
鱼绝对不会进步的。
And like fish, they would never improve.
因为它的记忆力只有五到六秒钟而已啊。
And because the memory span only lasts 5 to 6 seconds.
所以啊，你教它一个，它转过去，哎，游回来，哎，这里是哪里？
So you would teach fish something, and then it would turn around and then forget.
从来学不会的。
And they would never learn anything.
但是我们不一样啊。
But us is different.
当然，如果你跟我说传道，我这记忆只有六秒，那我就没话说了。
Yes, but if you tell me that pastor, my memory span is only 6 seconds, I have nothing to say.
你如果记忆力只有六秒，那只能求神怜悯你啦。
And but if your memory span is only 6 seconds, then you would need mercy from God.
但是我们不一样。
But for us, it's not the same.
人是会学习的。
And so we need to learn in life.
人是会思考的。
And we need to think about it in life.
但是思考之后要不要进步，这是你自己的选择。
So after thinking, whether you need to improve will be your own decision.
有人看见有人思考，但是思考之后却没有任何的答案。
So some people would see it and then they would think of it, but after thinking of it, they would not have any answers.
这里说有人看见有人思考，他就领了训诲啊。
And but here it says that when I saw it, I considered it well.
我就得到智慧啦。
And receive instruction.
所以求主耶稣让我们真正懂得怎么思考。
So let's ask Lord Jesus to let us really know how to think.
使我们能够借着所看见的天地万物身旁的种种事情当中不断的进步成熟。
And so that we can use all the resources in heaven and earth to constantly improve.
你看我们生命当中遇到很多事情啊。
And you know that we encounter many things in life.
有好事有坏事。
There are good things and bad things.
有急事有缓事。
And there are things that's in a hurry or things that's slow.
但是有时候你会遇到一些你不喜欢的事情。
So sometimes you encounter things that you dislike.
所以生命当中充满了酸甜苦辣样样都有。
So you have all different flavors of life.
为什么需要这样呢？
Why is that the case?
因为借由生命当中各种不一样的体会。
And because throughout the different experiences of life.
使得有智慧的人能够思想就得到了聪明。
So any person that's wise then after giving thoughts, they would improve.
所以智慧就在我们的生活当中。
Wisdom is among all of us.
神的智慧是垂手可得，如果你愿意，它就在你的身边。
God's wisdom is really literally around you. If you're willing, you can take it.
但是有人却从来不学。
But there are people who refuse to learn.
为什么不学呢？
Why do they refuse to learn?
我们来看第三十三节啊。
Let's read verse 33.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
箴言的第二十四章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 33.
这里说，在睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手，躺卧片时，你的贫穷就如强盗速来。这里告诉我们说，思想之后，我们找到问题在哪里。
Here tells us, after thinking, we found the problem.
神把这个美丽的葡萄园预备在我们的生命当中。
God gave us this wonderful vineyard and prepared it in our
life. 给我们最好的土地，最好的资源。
We have the best land and the best resources.
给我们圣经，给我们教导，给我们聚会的机会。
We have the Bible. We have all the teachings and the opportunity to come to service.
给我们圣灵的帮助跟指引。
We have the assistance and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
为什么有的人的葡萄园仍然荒凉，离神非常遥远？
Why is it that the vineyard of some people is still very desolate and far away from God?
为什么有的人的生命当中充满荆棘，总是以血泪铺成？
Why is it that some people's life is full of thorns and then their ways are covered through blood and tears?
生命当中看不到神的作为。
So in their life, they cannot see the actions of God.
信仰当中没有任何的感动体验。
In faith, they have not have any movement or compelling feelings.
为什么差别这么大呢？
Why is it such a drastic difference?
为什么你的葡萄园不长葡萄？
Why is it that your vineyard does not grow any grapes?
却不断地长出荆棘呢？
And you will grow thorns.
在这里告诉我们什么原因呢？
What is the reason that's indicated here?
说你在睡啊。
Says that you are in slumber.
因为人一直睡啊。
Because a person sleeps.
所以睡到最后，你的葡萄园就长满了荆棘。
You sleep until the end, your vineyard is going to be full of nettles.
因为懒惰。
Because of your laziness.
因为不愿意努力。
Because you don't want to put out the
effort. 因为非常喜欢睡觉。
Because you love to sleep.
到最后就没有办法耕种这个葡萄园。
At the end, you don't have the chance to rebuild this vineyard.
所以你很喜欢睡觉吗？
So you love to sleep.
人是需要睡眠啊。
And of course, as men, we need to sleep.
所以你有时候如果放假的时候睡晚一点，那倒是没什么关系。
So sometimes during your off days, you can sleep a little later, that's okay.
但是睡觉要挑场合看时间啊。
But when you sleep, you have to pick the time and place.
很奇怪，有的人啊，在家都不睡，喜欢来教会睡啊。
And it's very strange that sometimes people will not sleep at home, they love to come to church to sleep.
来到教会啊，先把姿势摆好。
And so, when they come to church, they will position themselves.
有的老信徒啊，那都是有练过的啊。
And some of the older members, they have actually practiced it.
什么姿势圣经不会掉到地上。
And so what positions that the Bible will not fall to the ground?
我只要听到那圣经掉到地上，啊，这个菜鸟。
And as long as when I hear the Bible falls to the ground, I would think that this is a rookie.
这就是没有练过的。
So this has done without any practice.
有的信徒哦，那个位置你都看，传道都看不出来，看不到底是在读经还是在睡觉啊。
So some of the positions of the members, as pastors, you cannot even tell if they're reading the Bible or asleep.
再有一次聚会哦。
And so one time doing service.
那个传道啊，在讲道讲得很激动。
So the pastors were speaking passionately about a sermon.
底下有的信徒啊，睡觉睡得很努力啊。
And so some of the members, they sleep very well down below.
所以传道讲到诗颂啊，在讲到那个诗颂的重要。 唱诗哦，唱诗颂的颂调。
So the pastor spoke about the importance of singing hymns.
啊，传道就讲啊，这个诗歌能够陶冶我们的心。
And so the pastor says that this hymn can really nurture our hearts.
诗歌能够感动我们。
And the hymns can really touch us.
所以我们要唱诗啊，那信徒就站起来了。
And so that we have to sing hymns. So this member stood up.
啊，那一听到唱诗，我就站起来了。
And so he heard sing hymn and he stood up.
哦，还有一次啊，那个信徒啊，听到唱诗站起来，手里还拿着桂垫啊。
And so sometimes,
唱诗嘛。
And so sometimes, one time this member actually pick up the prayer mats.
啊，在台湾他们有那个跪垫哦，就是那个祷告的跪垫啊。
So in Taiwan, you will have the prayer mats on the ground.
睡得很熟，一听到唱诗，顺手一抄就拿着跪垫就起来了。
And so they fell a very deep sleep, so they heard him singing, and then they would pick up the prayer mats and stood up.
那有时候传道真的看得很无力啊，没有办法。
And so sometimes as pastors, we will feel very powerless.
有时候啊，如果你上班上了一整天哦。
And sometimes when you work for an entire day.
我们知道说大家工作辛苦啦。
We know that each and every one of us works very hard.
下了班还要刚刚刚赶来教会哦。
And so after work, you will need to come hurriedly to church.
如果你累了打个盹哦，这个我们是很理解哦，传道是很体谅的。
So if you're tired, then you you take a little nap, then I can understand.
但是如果才刚开始要聚会，你就已经准备好要睡觉啦。
But if it's only the beginning and you're ready to sleep.
啊，那个是心态的问题啊。
And this is a issue of mindset.
啊，就像这里讲说，懒惰人就准备要睡啦。
And just says that the lazy man would want to sleep a little longer.
睡睡睡，睡到最后你的葡萄园就荒凉啦。
So a little sleep, a little slumber at the end, your vineyard become desolate.
睡睡睡，你心中的祭坛就坍塌啦。
And to sleep a little more, the altar in your heart will collapse.
所以聚会偶尔睡着没关系啊。
So periodically, if you fall asleep and doze off and doing service, it's okay.
求主耶稣赐给你力量，能够有好精神。
Ask Lord Jesus Christ to give you the strength so you can have the power.
但是聚会每次都睡觉就有问题啦。
But if you sleep every session doing sermon, then you have a problem.
那个是属灵生命非常软弱的表现啊。
And so this is a portrayal of very weak faith.
而他告诉你说你里面的人生病了。
And so telling us that you are sick inside.
哦，那就要赶快把它医好。
And you need to heal it.
哦，所以在这里讲说喜欢睡觉。
And here it says that you love to sleep.
啊，还有喜欢睡觉还有另外一个意思啊。
And so there's also another meaning.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
五章五节
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5
他说你们都是光明之子都是白昼之子不是属黑暗不是属幽暗的所以你们不要睡觉像别人一样总要警醒谨守因为睡了的人是在夜间睡的醉了的人是在夜间醉的这里告诉我们说什么叫睡觉
And here tells us what does it mean to sleep
睡觉就是忘记自己信仰的本分
So when you sleep you forgot your nature of your faith
已经睡在世界的享乐或追求物质当中
You're sleeping in a slumber and an enjoyment of the world
你只爱世界
You only love the world
你只追求世界
You only pursue after the world
你只喜欢财富
All you like is your wealth
你只重视享乐
And you only care aboutenjoyment
如同在灵里睡着了
and just like spiritual sleep
所以到最后你这美丽的葡萄园就荒凉成为荒场
so at the end your wonderful vineyard will become desolate
所以信仰要警醒
so faith you need to be vigilant
要认识到说世界上的一切美好都只是暂时的
you have to understand that everything in life is only temporary
它有价值
so it would have its value
但是价值不够大
But the value is not enough.
你可以努力去得到。
And you could really try hard to gain it.
但是不要以为那是你人生的全部。
But do not think that this is your entire life.
不要在这些世上醉生梦死，最后睡着了。
And do not be indulging in the pleasures of the world at the time you've fallen asleep.
所以我们要努力工作。
So we have to work hard.
但是要记着，你活着不是为了工作。
But you have to remember that when you're alive, it's not only for work.
你也可以累积财富。
You can accumulate wealth.
但是不要忘了神创 创造你的生命不是只是为了这一张一张的钞票。
But do not forget that the reason that God created your life is not for every single currency.
生命有更高的价值。
Because life carries its more higher meaning.
人生有更值得追求的意义。
And in life, there are more things that's worthy for us to pursue.
所以不要在世间的物质追求当中睡着了。
So do not sleep and pursuing after the materialistic.
最后在这里告诉我们啦。
And at the end, this tells us.
他这里讲到再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时啊。
And it says that you sleep a little longer, you slumber a little, and then you would fall asleep.
33节连续三次讲到 a little.片时，片时，片时。
And verse 33 would talk about everything in bits and pieces.
其实这个就是危机啊。
And so this is actually a crisis.
片时代表短暂的时间。
So in a short time, meaning that in a very short span.
片时代表微小的价值。
So in a short time, meaning that this is very minute value.
但是我们如果不小心啊。
If we're not careful enough.
把这些小小的通通都浪费掉了。
And we will waste all these little things.
那到最后你就会损失非常的大。
And at the end, you will lose something that's great.
有一个妈妈写信啊。
And so there was a mother that writes.
啊，她写信说，哎呀，我没有退休金啊。
And she would say that I don't have any pension.
啊，我四十几岁啦，我以后怎么办啊？怎么退休啊
？I'm only 40 years old, and what can I do later on when I retire?
啊，结果呢，商业周刊的编辑就帮她回信啦。
So the Newsweek editor returned her letter.
她说：“你只要改变两件事情。
So、you need to change two things.
请你早上不要去 Starbucks 吃早餐。
And so don't go to the Starbucks to have breakfast in the morning.
请你中午不要跟同事出去吃饭。
So at lunch.Time do not eat out with your colleagues.
要喝咖啡到公司喝公司的。
So if you want to drink coffee, you could drink the coffee at work.
中午吃饭自己带便当。
So when you eat lunch, then you will bring your own lunch.
他说你现在45岁啊。
And you're 45 years old.
到你退休65岁的时候。
At 65 years old when you
retire. 你只需要改变这两个习惯。
You only need to change these two habits.
你的本金加复利大概可以存下18万美金来。
And so savings plus interest, you could save about $180,000.
我们今天讲十八万，你会觉得哇，好多啊，十八万美金啊。
So when you think about $180,000, it seems a lot of money to you.
但是这就是在你每天不经意当中流逝掉的小钱啊。
But these are the money that you lose on a daily basis.
所以小钱是生命当中最大的浪费。
And so small amount of money, this is the greatest waste.
有如同生命当中短暂的时间。你把它浪费掉了，累积起来也是很可怕的、啊。
And just like the short span of time that you have wasted in life, if you accumulate everything, this becomes tremendous.、
哦、所以在这里讲片时，片时。
So here talks about a short span.
生命当中的缺口常常是浪费片时啊。
And so often the broken part of the piece of your life is often accumulated by small pieces.
所以在这里警告我们。
So here gives us a warning.
说看见你要思考。
So you have to think about this.
思考之后你要得到智慧。
And you shall receive instructions.
那求主耶稣赐给我们一个智慧的人生。
So let's ask Lord Jesus Christ to give us a life of wisdom.
让我们能够好好经营自己的家庭、婚姻跟生活。
And so that we know how to properly.Build our families, our work, and our life.
让我们信仰当中警醒，不要睡觉。
And so in our life, we should be vigilant and not fall asleep.
更能够有智慧善用时间。
And we have the wisdom to properly utilize time.
能够真正成为生命当中的成功者。
So we can indeed become the successful person in life.
我们一起同心默祷。
And let's pray in silence.